fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 5th day of November. Prepper tip of the day is to be sure all your winter field gear, clothing, boots, hats, gloves, and so forth are all squared away in good working condition, good serviceable condition, and ready to go. Winter is, well, if you're far enough north, it's already here. This is Firearms Monday. We visit on Mondays with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at websites deserteagleshooters.com. And we got our regular caller, Jerry, from Texas on hold here. Jerry, what follow-up comments do you have there, Jerry?
Well, I'm on my soapbox, folks, this country was founded on commerce, and the freedom of religion followed because of religious persecution in Europe. If I'm not wrong, the Constitution and Declaration of Independence was written for 2 specific things in the United States structure: provide a common defense and promote commerce. All of our commerce is going overseas. For the last how many decades has our borders been overrun and invaded by felons? They're not illegal aliens. They're felons, unless they've changed the law, and I don't know about it. This is the first president we've had in how many years, John, that is actually trying to protect our borders from invasion.
Well, first one since Ronald Reagan.
Well, really and truly, I'd go back further than that to the early 1900s with the war against Mexico and Pancho Villa. Believe it or not, guys, I knew a lady. Her name was Hattie Stillwell. She lived out in the Big Bend area. She died, oh, goodness, back in right around 2000. I don't remember. When she died, she was 101 years old. And she married a man by the name of Stillwell that lived at, there goes my memory. But anyway, out in the Big Bend area, she grew up in Waco, and she became a school teacher. She taught in a one-room schoolhouse down there. And her husband made her ride horseback astride, which was very unladylike in that day and time. And she carried a sidearm because of Pancho Villa.
Really?
She was a fantastic little lady. When I met her, when we was living out there, she is already just almost totally blind. She wrote a book, Now I Gather My Geese, if I remember the title of it. I never did get it. I need to. But just a little tidbit of West Texas Big Bend history. But really and truly, when the U.S. Military went and chased Pancho Villa back in down to Mexico City, was, so far as I'm concerned, the last time our borders were protected against Southern aggression. But that's a juryism, if you will. But, yeah, folks, our president is doing something that he swore to do, uphold the Constitution. But I'll let that go with that. Jimmy, I enjoy when you come on. I enjoy the Monday show. And both of y'all do me a favor and have a good week.
Okay, Jerry, thank you for the call.
Well, Jerry, I greatly appreciate hearing you come on because just a little tidbit for you. My wife was raised in Odessa, Texas, and I was raised in Monahans, Texas. So we're neighbors.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I'm back in the Central Texas area, but, hey, you know, in Texas, it's kind of like that calendar. Illustration that was you talked about earlier. You know, we're country neighbors. So anyway, hope y'all do well.
Be good, my
thank
friend.
You for taking the call.
Okay.
Have a good
thank
weekend.
You. Thank you. The call number is 800-313-9443.
He finally put a name to it, John.
A name to
very
which?
Good. He finally put a name to it, Jerryisms.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
We're deviating from our normal discussions on firearms and related topics to talk about the incredibly important election tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't voted absentee yet, you need to get it to the polls tomorrow. If you have a conservative friend, a relative, or a neighbor, or coworker who needs childcare, needs transportation, get that person to the polls tomorrow so they can vote. This is not optional. What takes place tomorrow will dictate what happens the next 2 years in Congress. And it's not optional, is it, Jimmy, excuse me.
No, sir, it's not. And the point I'd like to make is John and I have been talking about it now for the last couple of months, off and on. Your prepper tips, everything else. Hopefully, everyone has been doing a little bit all along because I'm very fearful that some of the scenarios that I have heard, if indeed the Republicans maintain the House and gain seats and maintain the Senate and gain seats, the Democrat underlings are going to be turned loose. They're going to do everything they can to raise all the chaos they can to not so much shut down the government, but to shut down you, me, and everybody else. And as I said at the beginning of the show, at the gun show this weekend, I had a chance to sit and talk with my friend Terry. And what he knows of the caravans coming up, John, we had a good chance to sit and have a couple of cigarettes and more than one cup of coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd be very worried. I would be extremely worried because right now, as he put it, they're playing a Houdini on us. Everybody is focusing. They've got the news crews and everything else with these invaders to the south. What the news crews are not covering, with the exception of one, and they're doing a fair job of it, is the invaders that are next door. The number of border crossings in the last month has grown exponentially. I think he said 700%. That's not just Texas. That is New Mexico, Arizona. California is a whole different thing. He doesn't even include that. That's a whole different group of people over there in the Border Patrol and ICE and everything else that are taking care of that. Arizona, New Mexico, and down into the West Texas region, Big Bend area that Jerry was just talking about, that is the roughest terrain there is, ladies and gentlemen. Keeping on top of it is difficult. There are several fairly good-sized border towns between the Big Bend area and El Paso. Those areas, traffic back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, just like it normally is. However, there are more coming over and fewer going back. Drug cartels and everything are more militarized now than they have been in 30 years, John.
Really?
He was telling me that they had been working a case. I was not aware of this, but the Border Patrol has a complete investigative division. And this division had been working out of the El Paso office, and on the Mexican side, about 75 miles south of El Paso, following the border, and about 30 miles into Mexico proper, is a, for lack of a better term, base that is there. It evidently covers somewhere between 375 and 400 acres, buildings, training areas, airstrip, helipad areas, fairly extensive, looks like to be a hospital, shooting ranges, and these are not owned by the Mexican government. They're not owned by private security contractor. These are owned by the cartels, or cartel, I should say. He didn't say which one, but one cartel. And what has been going on in this, from the way that they've been able to observe and inside people that they can get at least close, there are a boatload of OTMs operating in that region. Now, an OTM, ladies and gentlemen, is other than Mexican. And here recently, it's kind of slipped out in the news media with CNN and stuff, but they are using it as people from Argentina, from Chile, from Colombia, wherever, south of the Panama Canal. That is an actual legitimate use of the term, but when the Border Patrol, ICE, military uses that term, it is off-continent, i.e. Iraqi, Indian, any other country in the Middle East or East are the source of their definition for OTM. They have found numerous prayer rugs. They have found numerous Korans in this region south of El Paso. Jerry was telling me that some of the regular Border Patrol officers that work that sector down there have dubbed it Allah's Highway.
Really?
Because of what they're finding. They've found hookahs. Now, hookah, ladies and gentlemen, is an Arabic pipe, most for smoking tobacco or other things. And they've found evidently a very well-equipped camp that was about 50 miles into the United States from that region. And he says this camp had been there for a long time. It was built into a rocky area out in there, and instead of tents and everything, they were actually using these windblown cave outs and everything, just like the Indians did. They had massive storage capabilities up in some of the smaller caves and things. And literally, they stumbled onto it fully by accident. One of the canine handlers was out there, and they weren't working a case with the canine, but the canine was there with them, and let the dog out to do his business, and dog's out there sniffing around while the guys are talking, and all of a sudden, dog takes off, and wasn't answering to the return commands, so they figured, okay, he had to be on something, and they followed the dog about mile and a quarter off of the main road and found this camp. And evidently they had stopped right there over the trail that was going into or out of this camp, and that's what the dog locked on. But ladies and gentlemen, the news media is doing a marvelous job of don't watch my left hand, watch what I'm doing with my right hand. They're talking about the invasion force down south, the women and this and that, and how we're cruel. And by the way, I know our listeners already know this, but the invaders have no constitutional rights in the U.S., so their lawsuit against Trump violating their constitutional rights of asylum are not just bogus, it's
frivolous.
It's
called it's called frivolous, and the judge should throw it out on the face of it.
Well, I'm hoping he does. I'm hoping it doesn't even get through the front door. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this election tomorrow, if the Democrats succeed in any place, I have a very, very strong feeling that this invasion force and everything is going to become not only a point of contention between the good guys and the bad guys, us and them here in the United States, it's going to become a point of contention because what Jerry was telling me, these cartels, John, are already arming their mules now that are coming in. Used to, they just load the people up with the backpack full of dope and send them in and tell them who to meet and where to meet or where to drop it off at. And now they're giving them basically one-day training course on how to use a handgun and a rifle and supplying them with one or the other before they come into the U.S. to go make their run and their drop.
It reminds me of Clint Eastwood's movie that's coming out either right now or soon to come out. Clint Eastwood plays the role of a man who's transporting illegal drugs himself.
Seriously?
Yeah, yep. Now, I got to know the clerk of the court in one of the U.S. district courts in my area, and I got to see her and the judge participate in sentencings several times, and several of them were drug-related, and she'd been doing it for more than a quarter century. And I asked her, I said, in all these sentencings for more than a quarter century, have you ever seen anybody other than a low-level courier of drugs receive a sentence? She says, no, John, I never did.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and I may have told John this story before, when I was in the Coast Guard, the joyous thing was is we got to bust druggies and always at sea and everything else. On one of our busts, we'd gotten into Miami, turned over the boat, turned over the drugs, turned over everything to the DEA, signed over all the paperwork and chain of custody and all the other stuff that has to go on, and the old man granted 72-hour liberty.
And hold that. We'll finish that story. Let's finish that story after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the day before elections, on the 5th day of November. You are telling us about the drug confiscation you did, active duty Coast Guard. Everything got turned over to DEA, and you got some shore leave. Let's start from there.
All right. Well, we had asked the guys there at Coast Guard Base Miami and everything where it was a good place to get a steak and sit down and have a guy sit down dinner, and they told us. And Liberty Car was there, or actually Van. They ran us over there with a couple other guys, and we're all just having a great time, you know. Made a good bust, and everything was feeling good about the boat and all this. And we were just about finished up with dinner and getting ready to call the bus and head back to the ship. And waiter came over and sat down around the drinks. We're like, we didn't order these. And he goes, oh, no, it's courtesy of the man at the bar. We looked up, John, and sitting at the bar was a captain of the boat that we turned over to the DEA about 3 hours before. He just looked at us and grinned. Guy never came back for court date, never showed up again. And that's when we sit there and realized that what we were doing was a joke. It was folly.
Exactly. And, it is folly. It has been for decades.
And it just crushed us because we always thought we were doing something good.
Well,
we got a good taste of reality.
I debriefed a retired DEA field agent. He spent his 20-plus year career in the field. He said, John, every drug introduction operation my team did, once we got to the third level above the street dealer, we were shut down and reassigned without exception, every time for more than 20 years, without exception. Now, I got barefoot hillbillies out here that manufacture methamphetamine. There is no third level above the street dealer. There's no second level.
Yeah.
There's no sophistication with these guys. They cook up the meth, they sell it, they get stoned, and they get arrested and go to jail, basically. But what the DEA, DEA doesn't mess around with meth. That's for local cops. The DEA takes care. The job of the DEA is to two things. To make sure that the government-run drugs continue to get run, and that the competition, which is barefoot hillbillies like my neighbors, get arrested and go to jail. That's the two jobs the DEA serves, and they've been doing it quite well now for many decades.
Yes, sir. But ladies and gentlemen, the point I'm trying to make here, I saw the folly on it. And with what these Democrats, liberals, communists, whatever you want to call them right now, are proposing for the operative word that you keep hearing is immigration reform. That is a key word. All it means when you hear immigration reform is no limits, no borders, and free voting rights as soon as they get here. That's their immigration reform. That's what they want, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want your vote to count for nothing. And unless we get out tomorrow and we get those polls and we get everyone that we know to those polls, then this could be the last real election that we have. I'm saying this. Nobody else has said this. And it's only my opinion. But this could be the last chance at a real election that we have. Because if the Democrats get their way, we don't
hold that thought. We got a caller on hold. We got a bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 5th day of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I will be speaking in Dallas this coming weekend, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November. If you want discount tickets to be there in person, they're at my website at thelibertyman.com. Discount tickets to watch the live feed, they're there as well, under events at thelibertyman.com. Also, my website, of course, my home business is energy cleaners. I've helped hundreds of people get their lives back. You know, we never hear from them again. They get their life back, they go on with their family, their career, their favorite pastime, and they don't want to think about the way their life used to be. And I don't blame them. That's perfectly understandable. If you want to get your life back, get yourself an energy cleaner. Pretty simple. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads, they do vary in price depending on what you want. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can place your order at my website or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, but we're talking about something that needs to be talked about, the election tomorrow. With Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, that website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Our caller and hold here, Jimmy, is Joe in Oklahoma. Good morning, Joe.
Morning. Long-time RBN supporter and a long-time listener to your program. What I called in regard to was the illegal immigration issue that Tucker Carlson refreshed my memory the other evening. I caught it on a YouTube video, about a five-minute video, and he brought up a name that you'll remember and not many of your older listeners will remember, and his name was Cesar Chavez.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Cesar?
The grapes.
Cesar was the villain when I was a kid. But you know what? Today he would be a hero. And, you know, the Republicans and Democrats both play this sleight of hand, and I think one is just as guilty as the other. You know, electing a Republican Senate and House is just prolonging the pain. The Democrats are going to put us in the tank just a little bit quicker. And I think people would do well to visit the Tucker Carlson deal and the illegal immigration, because he brings up about the citizenship of the American Indian. He didn't get citizenship in 1865. It was well into the 20th century before the American Indian got citizenship. But these sleights of hand that they play, and I think if you'll recall back in the 80s, what this big illegal immigration stemmed from or started as was a Republican congressman or senator hiring a South American illegal nanny. And I think if you'll think about that, you'll remember it, because that's right, when it kind of all started. The Republicans are just as guilty in this as the Democrats, but they're playing the other side of the card right now. And, you know, it just breaks my heart. Here I am, 70 years old, and thinking about how short-lived this thing's going to be, because it isn't long for living. It just can't survive the onslaught from both parties.
No, sir, you can't.
Okay. Well, that brings us back to the documentary. I think you'll get a lot of clarity, everybody listening, if you watch the documentary, The Enemies Within. The Enemies Within, available at Amazon.com. I hope to be interviewing the man who put this together, Trevor Loudon. And we have a long road ahead of us, and I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up yet.
John, I'm just asking that people take the Republicans, which is the lesser of two evils, take them to task on these issues, and point the finger at them in public, and you know, if nothing else, humiliate them into following what they say they'll do.
I agree. You're right. Put their feet to the fire. You're right. Absolutely.
You cannot be nice to them because they're liars and they're thieves, both sides. One's just as bad as the other. And with that said,
that's true.
I'm going to go on, and God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Okay,
I'll
thank you.
God bless you, sir, and you have a good day. You know, John, the only problem with that is I don't think, you know, if you listen to the way Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, if you listen to the way these people talk and how they deal with people and how they legislate, in order to be shamed, first you have to have morals. And I don't think any of those people have a moral bone in their body, because I can't remember who it was, but several months back at a town hall or whatever, Feinstein was there, and some guy quoted her chapter and verse of what she said and what she did with it and everything else and just how bad it was, and then asked her if she was going to apologize to the American public. And her comment was something like, "For what?" And I saw that and I was kind of like, "Lady, the guy just told you for what. He just read off everything that you did that was illegal immoral, or wrong. And their comment was, for what? Ladies and gentlemen, you have to get out there and vote tomorrow. You have to sit there and get your neighbors out there. I don't care who it is, but if you can carpool somebody, anything, you know, get it done. And then the other aspect of it, too, is hang around if you can. When after you vote, just hang around. Watch. It is a registered voter's right to be able to observe the voting process. And it is also the voter's right that, let's say, a 5'8" Hispanic male comes in, can't speak English, gives him his name, they find him on the voter registration, and give him a ballot, and the guy goes over and takes about 30 seconds, which means that he's been coached or he's got a cheat sheet on what to mark, and just walk right through it. Used to, on some of my old programs, I would put in, on ballistic sheets and everything, I'd put in the date, time, and everything else on it. That way I'd keep a record of it. But in doing this with voting right now, my notes and all, I'm hand scribbling a bunch of stuff. But if you see these people that don't fit the bill, you know, you look at them and there's just something odd about this, make a note of it. Time, date, where you were, if the people that are checking in, the voters and everything else have name tags, get that down, get everything written down first. And then you can sit there and find whoever the captain is for that voting place that you're standing at, locate them, and question whether or not that guy can legally vote. It is your right to be able to do that. If they refuse, if they say, no, we don't have to do that or anything else, you know, in fact, you've got to leave. Well, first off, you don't have to leave because you're not doing anything. But B, call your local sheriff's department. Sheriff's department will override police department every time because the very nature of the police department. So what we've got to do, John, is not only do we have to maintain the battle and hold their feet to the fire, shame them when we can, but when we're up there voting, keep our eyes open for things that don't look right. We've got to get this thing taken care of, ladies and gentlemen, and they've already caught, I don't know how many candidate staff and everything, trying to get ready for voter fraud. And it's going to be an interesting ride, John. It's going to be an incredibly interesting ride.
We got a caller and holder. We got Dave from God's Green Earth. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Dave.
Hello. Hey, good morning. Good morning. I just want to chime in on your discussion a little. I heard you talking about constitutional rights, et cetera. Well, this guy named John on the National Intel Report, he spoke to us on September 10th of this year, and he gave a very detailed discussion and reading of the United States Code. And according to the United States Federal Corporation Code, the Constitution was suspended in 1933 or thereabouts. You can listen to this and find this out. So why are we talking about constitutional rights? If it's a meaningless thing, if it's been suspended, unless we're talking about that it was suspended in fraud or a series of fraudulent actions and how to reverse that, I don't see a solution coming out of talking about something that doesn't exist in law anymore.
Right. Well, Dave, you're talking about Mr. Stapmiller, the owner of Republic Broadcasting. I've heard these arguments. I have not looked into it myself. I've heard these arguments for decades, and I have not personally looked into the documentation, so I really can't comment on the documentation I haven't looked at.
I've looked into it a bit, I'm stressing the word bit. I haven't studied it to the end all. But from what I have understood, and like I said, there may be a flaw in my logic. It has never been tested in court. Now, until that happens, the Constitution is still in full effect. It may have, quote unquote, been suspended, but until someone says, you can't do that, you don't have a right to do that, and this is why, because the Constitution was suspended, and it's tried in court, then the Constitution still has the full effect of law.
Well, that's a very interesting point, and I think that should be brought up to John Stadtmiller, and so that we can get some meeting of the minds here to have some understanding, because what I'm hearing is things that are just irrational. I mean, I'm hearing two sides of the coin, and it doesn't make sense to me, you know, without the, you know, proper understanding of what's going on. So if you can speak to John Stadtmiller about this or other people, there are legal experts like this so-called Ronald McDonald, et cetera, this would be great.
Okay. I will see what I can do, sir.
All right, Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. Well, on the face of it, without having looked into it, no law or martial law could temporarily suspend parts of the Constitution. That's a given. Of course it could. And I've heard also that we're under some form of martial law since the Roosevelt administration, which I'm not aware of any documentation of that. I haven't seen it. But the United States Constitution is the law of the land. And I don't know how anything could supersede the law of the land except a constitutional amendment. A temporary suspension of constitutional rights and under martial law conditions, of course, that could take place and has taken place in various cities where there's been civil disorder. I don't know how that can take place, and I quite frankly haven't looked into the documentation. It's kind of a side issue from our main topic, which is encouraging people to get out and vote tomorrow. If they have conservative, not liberal or democratic communist friends and relatives and coworkers, offer them a ride to the polls. Offer them child care. Whatever it takes to get to the polls and vote tomorrow. That's what we need to be talking about, right, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. And I'm just watching a news flash coming in. According to the expected voter turnout and everything and the amount of time that it may take to vote, from what I'm seeing here, they're reminding everybody of a new change that tomorrow on the 6th, the 6th of November, all the Republicans vote. And on the 7th of November, they're going to have all the Democrats vote.
All right. I like that.
That could help.
Yeah. Well, when my polling place was in the city, I remember standing in the rain for an hour, standing in the rain to vote. And just, you know, if it's inclement weather, bring a raincoat, dress warm, bring maybe a thermos full of hot coffee, whatever it takes to persevere. And vote early, late in the day when people get off work. That's when the polls really jam up, when people get off work. Mm-hmm. If you can go early, at 7 a.m., you're far better off getting there early than you are later in terms of having to wait. So,
I watched it on the news when they cover the local news here. Those shows 7 o'clock in the morning, somebody's at the polls and they're going to cover the voting for today and everything. And there isn't maybe one or two people in the background voting. And at lunchtime, you know, on the early lunch news program at 11:30, they're talking about, oh yeah, we're down here at the polling places and there might be 10 or 15 in there.
Right.
And then they sit there and they show the 5 o'clock show and you can't find a place to stand.
That's right.
So
that's right.
John is perfectly correct. if the polls open at 7 and you're a little bit of a slow runner in the morning like I am, then go ahead and have your coffee, have your breakfast, get dressed and everything, and go down and vote before lunch. And then, you know, if you don't have anything else to do, hang around with your coffee and watch the voters come in and leave. When I early voted last week on, believe it was Thursday. Yeah, when I voted on Thursday.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 5th of November. Our last few minutes here, been a great 2 hours visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of DesertEagleShooters.com. And we're encouraging people to get out and vote. Vote early. If you don't want to stand in line in the cold and the rain for an hour or more, like I've had to do in the past, get there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Seriously, It's not that big a deal. Just get up a little bit early, get that cup of coffee, a little breakfast, get down there to the polls, and get it done. Right, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got to do this, ladies and gentlemen. If we do not get, if we do not make sure that, Trump can get the rest of his agenda in and protect our borders, protect our children, we're going to be in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I honestly see if the Democrats have their way about it, we're liable to be in a civil war because they're being children again. And the nice thing about it is we've got the troops on the border. They've got razor wire going up, and I have a sneaking suspicion there's going to be more of it. But back quickly to what I was saying earlier about Terry and that area where the camps were. The Border Patrol was working on a case down there and actually ran into about 15 miles inside of Texas an armed contingent of what first appeared to be Mexican military until they realized that there were no unit logos or anything on their uniforms. And these people were ready to open fire and cause a ruckus. So, ladies and gentlemen, times are getting very, very interesting and very, very scary, especially for us here in the border states. So,
Absolutely. Please
get out there and vote. Support our president. Support the ones that are supporting our president. And hope and pray that none of us have to start volunteering for Overwatch for the good politicians that are coming in and going out on town hall meetings and stuff. We just got to take care of everything, and we've got to work at it hard and heavy, ladies and gentlemen.
We do. We do. It's not over till it's over. We need to get the vote out. Make a phone call. Don't be bashful. Call up that friend, that neighbor, that relative, that coworker. Hey, you need a ride to the polls? You need help with child care? I'll get you to the polls. I'll help with that child care. Whatever it takes. We need to get people to the vote, polls, get them to vote for Republicans, and maintain control of the House of Representatives of the United States Congress. That is not optional. I'm pretty sure we're going to maintain control in the Senate, maybe get rid of some communists like Claire McCaskill from Missouri, and replace them with God-fearing, Constitution-believing Republicans. Jimmy, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good one.
Okay, that's it for today. Get medical supplies, energy, clean air, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.